Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me on today's Spotlight is calling guest Aaron Baer, the president of Ohio Citizens for Community Values. All week, we've been talking about a judge in Ohio who recently ordered removal of a minor child from her parents' custody because they did not want her to take dangerous gender transition drugs. Aaron, both you and I are aware that there is a tremendous amount of research available, and I've seen anywhere between 80% to 95% of teens who don't identify with their biological sex as a teen, but by the time they reach their early 30s, they've come back full circle, and now they identify with their biological sex. When we encourage hormone blockers, puberty blockers, we put in motion things that can't be changed. And so when you're 30 and you now identify with your biological sex, unfortunately, some of the procedures are permanent and cannot be reversed.
Yeah, and Karen, you're hitting on so many great points there. I think, first off, there's a reason why when you're under 18, you don't have sort of complete autonomy over your life. You can't go get married on your own. You can't enter into, you know, major financial deals on your own, because we recognize that the young mind is fleeting. You'll make decisions and change your mind, and you need guidance. And so for hospitals and for medical professionals to be forcing and pushing life-altering decisions on children. And I think what's important, Karen, and we are acknowledging that gender dysphoria is very real. And what the children are experiencing is very real in terms of a dysphoric situation where they don't feel like their biological realities align with their mental state. We're not saying that's not happening, but we're saying the best treatment course here, the thing that's most helpful for them, isn't to pursue these dangerous drugs. And I think if we look at the eternal sense from the Christian standpoint, it certainly isn't that course.
Aaron, thank you for joining me today. And I encourage our listeners to listen in tomorrow as we discuss how this case shows the danger of government overreach in our families' lives.